Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wing Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about this topic. How to win big in property in 2025. I believe if we are talking about making money, most if not all will be super interested in it. Here, I'll be discussing 5 methods to make big money in property in 2025. Watch until the end. I'm sure you wouldn't regret it. With that, let's jump straight into the details. Obviously, the number one way to make money is to buy a HDB BTO flat. This is a given. This is a no-brainer as long as you are eligible and qualified. Please don't say you don't have money, haven't started working yet, in NS and so on. As per HDB press release as of 5th March 2024, HDB introduced greater support for young couples in their home ownership journey. The government is committed to helping Singaporeans, particularly first-timers, own a home. On top of providing significant market discount in pricing new flats and offer generous housing grants. Now, HDB even has this staggered down payment scheme, where the initial down payment payable when they sign the agreement for lease is half to 5% if they have booked an uncompleted flat. The remaining down payment is payable at key collection when they take up a housing loan. This means for the HDB BTO flat that costs $500,000, they only need to pay $25,000. A more affordable flat at $200,000, you need down $10,000. If you still money not enough, no problem, especially when it comes to public flats. For couples that still face difficulties paying the reduced initial down payment, recognizing this, HDB will provide further support to these couples by further reducing the down payment to only 2.5% of the flat price based on certain conditions. This means you only need to set aside $12,500 in cash now. Wait for 3 years for it to be built. Wait for another 5 years to MOP. By the time it hit the resale market in 8 years, voila, your flat will likely double in prices. This means that $12,500 is your most powerful down payment to financial freedom in the next decade. If I simply divide $1 million over $12,500, this means that the initial down payment can potentially generate 80 times over return. This is far superior to GIC, Temasek, or even the most successful sovereign funds in the world. This is what I call the unfair advantage. What else are you waiting for? That is why it puzzles me why some young couples choose to drop out of their BTO queue and go for private property instead. I mean, that is your preference. I cannot control it. But don't they realize that BTO flats is like putting that roast meat inside your mouth? You can slowly chew it, slowly enjoy it. Why so foolish to pull it out and throw away that meat? It's a super low risk and high return game. Even Singapore Pool cannot guarantee you this. Here, if you have those friends that ask you to give up their BTO flat, then I think you better isolate yourself from them. For those that need to eat bread just to own their private, then I feel sad for you. You have lost a lifetime of opportunities. For those that receive financial help from your parents to even grandparents or are waiting for inheritance properties, of course, mai tu liao, go for private liao. What are you waiting for? This one I still need to say. Buy executive condominium leh. This one high chance of making profit in the future. Why? Because EC is only eligible to be sold to Singaporeans and those who fall within a certain income ceiling. This means if you are a sandwich class and stay in a HDB flat and have aspiration to upgrade, then this is your next alternative. I know many buyers say that EC today is small compared to HDB flats. That is very correct. HDB flats confirm are more spacious. They are also low frills with low maintenance. But if you want to upgrade and ultimately make some money, then you will have to sacrifice some inconvenience in staying in a smaller house and living in a less desirable location than you prefer. Most importantly, most EC can make money. I doubt I need to explain again and again. If you have watched some of my earlier videos on EC, you will know what I mean. Some of the return can be pretty lucrative. For example, this is Soul Acres EC in Choa Chu Kang. Not near MRT station, not near any shopping malls, only near a neighborhood market. The return are impressive in my opinion. Going forward, there are still a few EC with remaining units that are still available for sale. There are Lumina Grand, Novo Place, and others. If you are keen, kindly PM me. Thank you. If you're actively looking into new homes, some of the new home prices are pretty attractive for the particular location. One good example is Emerald of Katong. That is why the sales were so good that it was close to fully sold on launch day. Some say it's the hype, some say it's FOMO, some say rich foreigner come and scoop up our property, some say election is coming and so on. Well, it's never ending. If you need to buy, just go and buy. Property in Singapore are never cheap in the first place. Buy long term, buy the right property, and most likely you wouldn't lose money. Time and time again, new homes have proven us all wrong, including me. A good example is Gem Residence in Toa Payoh. Way back, after the official launch, I can still recall, I have a client who was looking at both resale and new homes. In the end, they settled for the balanced units in Gem. It was not cheap seriously at 1,400 per square feet back in 2017. They bought a 3-bedroom. Back then, older condo size Orlando Tower are trending around 1,000 per square feet. Today, the property will be fetching more than 2,000 per square feet or the 500,000 profit. By the way, with Ori launching soon, can Gem go even higher? Anyway, let me compare Gem against other condo in Toa Payoh, just to give you some insights. Gem did 35% today, even with a higher selling price. If you compare against the 29-year-old Orlando Tower, which is sitting on 99 years leasehold, it fare comparable at 36%. It start from a lower PSF and gradually also increase. As for the freehold Trellis Tower, which is 24 years old, it outperformed by 54%. This is not unusual, as we have seen in previous video on freehold condos surge, especially after COVID-19. From the chart, we can see that happening from 2022 onwards, again, Gem prices. So, what can we learn? Whether you buy new or resale properties, also can make money. It is ultimately a personal decision. A new home, you got to enjoy the new facilities, more runway, no need to worry about depreciating lease, more choices during launch and so on. New home is like a new car, better performance, low mileage and free from accidents. Well, some people just don't like to drive a second-hand car. Then, this is your personal choice. If they can afford and are willing to pay, simple as that. If you have the budget, please go to new homes and enjoy it. Else, resale properties are also good bet. This brings me back to my next topic. Buy resale properties. Here, I think I'm the minority number of property YouTubers who advocate you to buy resale properties. Maybe I study too much and do too much content on resale properties. Well, number don't lie, isn't it? If you have followed most of my past videos, many resale properties can also make money. So don't rule them out. After all, the majority of properties in Singapore are resale properties. Correct. Why do they make money? It's due to a lot of factors, from a strong demand from HDB upgraders to a low supply in the particular area. This only pushes up its resale value. Sometimes it's due to hot money for en bloc and new homes pushing up the price in the vicinity, and at least go on. In fact, if you're holding on to property in the long term, most likely you will make money. You're all very clever. Don't even need to watch my video and learn. All huat ready. Last but not least, what better way is to cash out? We are always taught to buy. But how come not many will ask you to sell? Strange, right? That is why if you have made good profit, you'll be good to exit and cash out. I've seen some that continue to hold on and wait for higher profit. Well, that is your calling. But if the market turn, sorry folks, the odds of making a massive profit will be diluted. Here, when to cash out. If this is an investment property, then it will be easier. I will usually take reference on the URA PPI for private properties. If you see the trend moving upwards and start to stabilize or even get signs of cooling off after government intervention, this will be a good indicator to exit. However, having said that, sometimes it's very difficult to time the market. The market can go the opposite way instead. Hence, it's ultimately your discretion to determine whether you are greedy to wait for more, or are you those that say enough is enough? Let's cash out. As mentioned before, as far back as the early 2023, is always a good time to cash out and make profit. If you think money not enough, then you can continue to hold on. But please remember, the longer you hold and if the market starts to correct, you have to accept lower profit. That's all. The above 5 methods to win big in property in 2025 are not exhaustive. I know of property investors who make their gain via retail, office, or even industrial properties. Well, this is beyond the scope of today's content, as I always like to keep my content short and sweet, straight to the point. With that, I hope you have enjoyed today's content and see you in the upcoming video. Remember, help me like, subscribe, comment, and share my videos around. That's all I ask for. Thank you.